Today, impeachment proceedings against President Trump will ramp up in the Senate. Member station KUER's Michael Hiblin spoke with Republican Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, one of the 100 members who will decide the case.
First off, how do you feel as this begins, given everything that's happened leading up to this in the House and now coming to the Senate?
Well, it's really a solemn time. Last week, the Chief Justice was sworn in front of the Senate. And then he, in turn, gave us the oath of office. And as you looked around and saw my colleagues in the Senate, everyone, I think, realized the gravity of the moment. This is impeachment is a is such an important thing, and I think everybody is really taking that to heart.
There has been the expectation from many that this trial will end strictly along party lines. Critics have suggested if that's the case, then what's being presented during the trial won't really matter. Can you be an impartial juror?
No, I think the reason that they feel that way is that you have a situation in the House where I think that many people felt like it was an unfair process as a result. And to the two articles, perhaps being of concern, but not rising to the level of impeachment, you had a situation where not a single Republican voted in favor of impeachment. 20-some out of those were retiring, so it didn't have anything to do with the reelection or those kind of things. And you actually had some Democrats join them. So based on the evidence that has been presented thus far, I think that's why people feel like that it's going to be very difficult to get two-thirds vote of the Senate in order to convict the president.
And in terms of the process, will you support witnesses being called?
Well, what we've agreed to is to, and we agreed to this unanimously at this point, is to go ahead and start the trial, just like in the Clinton trial. And each side, the president will present his case. The House impeachment managers will go ahead and present theirs. Each senator is allowed to ask questions, so there'll be numerous questions, you can only imagine. And at the end of that, then we'll have a vote as to whether or not we feel like, as a group, that we need additional information. We've had several senators now say that they were open to that. We'll have to wait and see, again, depending on the evidence that's been presented thus far. But I would not be surprised if witnesses are called. If they are, then I feel strongly that, certainly the House impeachment team has the right to make their case, but also the president's team has the right to make their case. So then I think you get into a situation where perhaps all kinds of witnesses will be called.
And you mentioned this will follow a similar format to what we had 2 decades ago during President Clinton's impeachment trial.
Yes.
Obviously, you weren't in the Senate then, but
no.
Shortly afterward would come to the House. But any reflections from that experience that you're thinking about now as this begins?
Well, I think that we, again, I think everybody during that time frame took it very seriously. The situation was such that at the end of the day, I think that the public felt like the charges didn't rise to the level of impeachment. I think that Republicans paid the price for that. That the public viewed that as just trying to get even with the president. I think you really run into a difficult situation when you have a situation where you don't like the president so much. You can't base that on essentially invalidating the election that put him in office in the first place. And so people don't like that. What happens with impeachment is essentially you've got the legislature choosing the president. And so these are really important things. My concern is, and I think this is real concern on both sides in the Senate, is what we don't want is and we'll see how the trial plays out and all those things. But what we don't want to do is weaponize this, where every time you have a different party in power from the president in the House, that the method of removal is impeachment. And you say, well, John, you know, that's not going to happen. But I've seen how the Senate and the House has changed in the last 20 years. And we have to be very, very careful. The one thing that we have in our country that's the envy of the world is political stability. And so that's not to say that, you know, we shouldn't go forward or things like that. But that is that's a very, very important concept that we need to do all we can to protect.
Well, finally, there is such an extreme partisan divide at this point in time.
Right.
A broad question, but do you think that we'll be any closer, or what the environment will be like, regardless of how this turns out?
Well, it's difficult this year. We have we not only have a partisan divide, Michael, but we have a divide within the parties. And, Republicans have had a divide for a while. Democrats now are very divided with their candidates. And you have candidates that are presenting very, very different views of how the nation should be run. And those things can be very, very hot, which we're starting to see as the election goes on. And then certainly President Trump is such a force. And so I do think, though, that we can rise above all of this and really get some important things done. Both groups came together, passing the USMCA, our agreement with Canada and Mexico, so, so very important, Arkansas and our country, and then also this first phase with China. So these are good steps in the right direction. One thing that's coming up that's so important for Arkansas will be the reauthorization of the Highway Transportation Bill. That's about 40% of the dollars that are spent in Arkansas on highways and bridges, our infrastructure. So these are things that have to be done, and I do think that we will, join together and get these, some of these very important things. They're not glamorous, but they're the underpinning of the country.
That's Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, one of 100 senators who will now hear the case against President Trump. Sir, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.
We will air the proceedings live at 91.9 FM and at KASU.org.